Welcome to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. My name is John Lovering, and I am pleased to be your host for this podcast. Soap operas were a staple of radio, just as they used to be for television. But one very unique soap opera, Claudia, was very different from other soaps. In fact, Claudia was referred to as a soft soap, as it did not involve married couples cheating on each other, divorces, crimes, abuse. No, it was the story of typical newlyweds in the mid to late 1940s. It starred Catherine Bard and Paul Crabtree as Claudia and David Naughton. Claudia has its own playlist here on Heirloom Radio, and the track you're about to hear contains two back-to-back episodes. Episode 35 is entitled A Stolen Car, and episode 36 is entitled A Small Death. Those two episodes were originally aired on November 14th and November 17th, respectively, in 1947, and were sponsored by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. So with that, let's join Claudia and David Naughton in the soft soap opera known as Claudia, rebroadcast here on Heirloom Radio. And remember, you can hear the previous 34 episodes by going to our Claudia playlist. And thank you for listening.
Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia. Claudia, based on the original stories by Rose Franken. Brought to you, transcribed Monday through Friday, by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Relax, and while you're listening, refresh yourself. Have a Coke. And now, Claudia.
Say, how'd it get to be so late so early?
I can't remember our being early for anything since the day we were married. What time is it?
Oh, just about midnight. What are you stopping for?
A red light.
Oh.
Don't you ever stop for red lights?
Of course I do. You know, I like the city at night. I feel as if we owned it. So quiet and empty. Can I drive, David? I'm not a bit sleepy, and you are. You're yawning again.
I'm not that sleepy.
Also, I want to sleep between sheets, not wrapped up in a sheet.
Just when are you going to admit that I can drive, and beautifully?
Oh, you do it beautifully, all right. Very graceful, spontaneous. But you don't do it well.
Then this is a perfect time for me to practice when there aren't any other cars around.
You haven't got your license.
Yes, I have. It's in that little compartment there with the registration.
No, some other time. We're almost home.
Why are you stopping now?
A red light.
Do they go on all night?
They never close an eye.
I could go without closing mine tonight. Say, David, did that kitten look better to you today?
About the same.
Maybe he'll get better, seeing as he's not getting worse.
Maybe.
Oh, David, we are almost home, with all the stars out, too.
Cheer up. First, we have to go to the garage and leave the car.
Oh, that doesn't cheer me. Can't we just park it right in front of the house?
You can't park in the street overnight. It's against the law.
But look at all those cars staying out. David, let ours, too.
We'll get a ticket.
Ah, there isn't a policeman in sight.
Well, all right. But I don't know why I let you influence me like this.
Because you want to be influenced. I'll press the button to put the top down. Or is it when it's up? And up when it's down. I can never figure it out.
Just press the button.
Here she goes. Mm-hmm. I'll lock my door from the inside and come out on your side.
You all set?
Yep. Locked?
I'm doing it now, but I can't see very well.
Too bad we couldn't park it near the lamppost. But this is near the door.
There. I got it?
Look at her, David. She's the prettiest one on the block. Cars are all she's, aren't they?
Yeah, like hens.
Come on, let's hurry.
I thought you weren't sleeping.
Oh, I'm not. It's just being home. David. You awake?
What's that?
The telephone. Do you suppose it's...
No, it's not Mother.
Maybe she's sick or...
Claudia, it's probably a wrong number.
At this hour?
Who else would call at this hour but a wrong number?
But why us?
Because we're the wrong number, and boy, am I going to give it to him. Hello? Yes? Claudia Naughton.
What?
Who wants it? Police department.
Oh, David, ask them if...
Look, this is her husband. You can tell me anything you'll tell her. What is it? You're not going to talk to her. You're going to talk to me.
David, what do they want? Is it anything about Mom?
What's that? Our car was stolen.
Oh, is that all? I was afraid it was something wrong with Mama.
Well, where'd you find it, officer? It's a black convertible with a tan top. Well, I'll be... How did he get there?
Where is it?
You want us to come now?
David, it's 3:30.
All right. All right, we'll come right over.
Well?
The car was stolen. I hope you realize why.
Because we parked it on the street?
Mm-hmm.
Really, the things that happen while a person sleeps.
Come on, get dressed. We'd better hurry, too. I've got to be at the office by 9.
David, it's all my fault.
I didn't say it.
No, but you were thinking it.
Come on, hurry up.
I'll be ready in a second. David, you haven't told me where it is.
The police have it. In Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn? That's wonderful, David.
What's so wonderful about it?
I've never been to Brooklyn.
Yes, folks, what can I do for you at this hour in the morning?
The name is Naughton, officer. We're here about the stolen car.
When about it?
Well, you called us to come over and get it.
Let me see now. The stolen car.
It's the black convertible. I spoke to you on the telephone.
Oh, yeah. You know where we found it? Right plunk in the middle of the trolley car tracks. I'd have guessed.
Lucky we didn't fill the tank, isn't it, David? Why, that thief might have driven straight to California. We never have gotten it back.
Well, you haven't got it back yet. There are a few essential preliminaries.
Why, it's our car.
Miss Claudia, yes, Sergeant?
You, I take it, Hartley Naughton?
No, officer, I'm David Naughton.
Oh, you are? Did I just talk to you on the phone?
You did.
Well, let me get this straight. This young lady is Claudia Naughton, and you are David Naughton.
Right.
But the car is registered in Hartley Norton's name. Where is Hartley Naughton?
He's in Europe. He'll be home any day.
Fine. Then he shall have his car any day.
But it's our car. We'd like very much to have it now. We've come all the way from New York.
Claudia, I'll take care of this. Sergeant, Hartley Naughton is my brother.
Lovely.
And he gave the car to me.
What Hartley does with his car is up to Hartley. He can do whatever he wishes with his own property.
And since he gave his car to me, it belongs to me.
If he says so, it does.
He said so. How can we have it back?
Claudia.
You can have it back when Mr. Hartley Naughton says so.
But he can't, not now.
Precisely my point. He can't say so, so I can't say so neither. I'm only a sergeant, not a scenic look.
Oh, we're not asking you to give us the car. Hartley already did that. How do you suppose we had it so it could be stolen from us?
An interesting point.
Officer, if you don't mind. How did you happen to call us if you insist the car is not ours?
A stab in the dark, Mr. Naughton. I found Mrs. Norton's license in the compartment, and I had no reason not to believe that your wife was not Mr. Hartley's wife. However, since your voyage in these wee hours is not entirely in vain, I shall permit you to fill out a form reporting the loss of his car. He shall thereby get it back first.
But he doesn't want it back. He doesn't like it. Oh, David, Claudia, what's all the fuss about?
Claudia, let me handle this, please. Sergeant, I'll wire my brother in the morning and get a reply immediately. I'll forward it to you so you'll have proof of my authorization to drive the car.
Then you shall have it back. Now, leave us make it simple, just according to all rules and regulations. You make out this nice form, 482A, modification 399C, declaring your car is stolen. You will file this with your precinct. They will list the car stolen, and we will...
Give me the form, Sergeant.
I want you to comprehend that none of this is personal.
Sergeant, what if we don't fill out this form?
It's all settled, Claudia. We are filling
it out. Wait a minute, David.
Let the little lady speak.
Until this form is filled out, the car really isn't stolen at all, is it?
Not officially.
So, David, if the sergeant would let us, we could take the car now. Not fill out the form, and no one would know. You believe we're us, don't you, officer?
Do I? Yeah, I guess I do believe you're us. I even know who your brother-in-law is. And seeing it's all in the family, I guess I'd give you the car.
See, David?
If Mr. Norton had some identification.
I've got it right here in my wallet.
Lovely.
David.
Shh, darling, we'll be out of here in a minute now.
David.
Now, wait a minute. I have it right in here, officer.
Well, take your time. It's a quiet night.
I thought I had it. Just a second.
David.
What is it?
It's about your wallet.
I know. I'm looking for it.
But you haven't got it.
What's that?
It's in your gray suit.
What?
I put it there to save your time in the morning.
Oh.
I only wanted to help.
You only wanted to help when we left the car parked on the street, too. What is so funny, officer?
You are a very lucky man, Mr. Norton. When my wife takes my wallet out of my pants, she doesn't switch it to another pair. Oh, no. She puts it right into hers. She keeps it.
But that's dishonest.
Now, you'd better give me that form. I'm so lucky.
Mrs. Norton, you really switched his wallet to his other trousers?
Of course I did. David, tell him, don't I always?
No, she does.
Remarkable. You are a woman among hundreds. You are a very honest young lady. I said to myself when you first came in, that young lady has an honest face.
David, is that good?
And virtue should be rewarded. So leave us forget the forms and reports.
You mean you're going to...
I mean get in your car and skedoodle. I go off duty in 3 minutes, and the next sergeant, he's not a married man. The car's right out here in the alley.
David.
What now?
I'll have to drive.
You will not. We've had enough trouble.
Sergeant, it's against the law to drive without a license.
It is.
Would you give a man who did that a ticket if you caught him?
I would.
Even a friend of yours?
Especially.
David.
It's in your other pants, remember, Mr. Norton?
All right. You win.
Thank you, Sergeant.
It's on me, Mrs. Norton. The little lady drives tonight.
This is the little lady's night.
And there's your car. Good as new and enough gas to get you home.
Good night.
Good night, Sergeant.
Sweet dreams.
Move over, David. I'm driving, remember?
I'm moved over.
Well, off we go. Goodbye, and thanks for everything.
Nighty night, Mrs. Norton. My regards to Hartley.
Don't forget to turn on the ignition.
I won't. Oh, look, David. The sun's rising and it's shining on all the buildings in New York. Isn't it beautiful?
Lovely, lovely. Well, what are you stopping for?
Red light. Or don't you stop for red light.
What a night.
You can go to sleep on my shoulder, David, if you like.
I'm not sleepy now. It's early.
David, isn't it a funny thing? When we first went to bed tonight, before the car was stolen, it was so late. Now, 3 whole hours later, it's early.
It's too late to go to bed. And it's too early to get up. Take the next turn, darling. We'll see the sunrise on the harbor. What do you say?
Let's. And we'll see the moon set on the river, too.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that in quite some time. Here,
you know,
turn
David,
right over here.
Spending a night up is nice once in a while. Gives you sort of a completely different point of view.
It certainly does. Do you remember the last time that we drove along like this? You remember where it was?
No, where was it?
Well, it was about a day and a half after we were married.
Oh,
I remember.
We were
riding down that little highway.
Oh, darling.
Remember what the sun looked like then? You remember that?
Yes, I do, darling.
That was nice, but, hey, driver, you better be careful.
Why?
You better keep both hands over on the wheel.
All right.
All story material used on this broadcast of Claudia was under the supervision of Rose Franken and William Brown Maloney. Every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you, transcribed, with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again Monday at the same time. And now, this is Joe King saying au revoir, and remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, When you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. Use only as directed. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia. Claudia, based on the original stories by Rose Franken. Brought to you, transcribed Monday through Friday, by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. And now, Claudia.
Coming, coming. Oh, David, it's you.
Yes, it's me.
What are you doing home at noontime? Do you have lunch? David, is anything wrong?
No, darling. Nothing is wrong with me, but your eyes are red.
Are they? I can't tell. I'm behind them. David, did you... Oh, I know why you came. Oh, darling, that's sweet.
You don't know anything of the kind, and I'm not sweet. I came home to test you.
Test me?
How many times do I have to tell you not to answer the door when you don't know who it is?
Then how do you expect me to find out?
Put the chain on the door before you open it.
Oh.
Then no one can get in if you don't want them to.
That's sissy, and I am not a sissy.
Then become a sissy. Sometimes it's smart to be one.
Can't fool me, David. You didn't come home to tell me that. Came home because of the sick kitten, didn't you?
You can't fool me either. That's why your eyes are red. I had to be uptown this afternoon anyway.
David, it's so awful to watch him.
Where is he?
On the sofa. Have you time to come in?
I'll make time.
I'm glad you came. He's only a kitten, and yet I just can't help feeling... Oh, David, you don't think I'm just being silly?
Now, look, darling, I married you because you are silly about things like this.
I know there are lots of things more important in the world, but I...
Not really, because this sick kitten is a symbol of all the important things in the world.
See what you mean, David.
Poor little devil.
He just seems to get smaller. So pitifully smaller and vulnerable. David.
What, dear?
He's not going to die, is he?
Well, he doesn't seem to be getting any better.
I wish you'd never brought him home. Why ask for heartache when you don't have to?
If you are afraid of that, you... won't have any joy either.
David, I'm not brave, and I'm sorry if you're disappointed in me.
Now, listen here. A moment ago, you said you weren't a sissy.
I'm not about opening doors. Maybe about life I am.
No. That's probably for me. I told Roger to call in case something came up at the office. Hello? Oh, Kelly, this is Norton. Yes, but I'll be tied up for a little while. But look here, now you stay where you are. I'll be there when I get there. I'm warning you. Have that reinforcing problem licked or else. Okay, goodbye, old boy.
Well, I couldn't be married to Kelly, David. He wouldn't understand.
He's not a bad guy, just a little tough.
You sound tough.
I am tough. Don't let this gentle exterior fool you.
It's not the exterior that fools me, it's your interior.
Just because you think I came home at high noon to see a sick kitten, you think I'm not tough,
I think you're wonderful. That's what I think.
Say, how would you like to go out to dinner tonight? There's that nice fish place around the corner.
No, I'd rather stay home. Would you like me to get some fish for dinner?
It all depends on what kind of fish. Not salmon, please.
Oh, there are other kinds of fish than salmon in the sea. Say, maybe the smell of fish would perk up the kitten.
Like aromatic spirits of ammonia? Well, it's an idea. No harm in trying, darling. I'm going by the store. I'll give you a lift in the car if
you're
David, ready to start.
Maybe when I get back, he'll be better?
Maybe, darling, but don't count on it.
Good Good day, Mrs. Norton.
Oh, Fritz, hello.
Lovely day, yes?
Is it? I've been hurrying, so I hardly noticed.
I take your bandits up. You are without breath.
It's all right. I can manage.
Oh, I go up anyway to the fourth floor to fix things.
But you're always going up to the fourth floor. What do they do up there?
Four little boys.
Oh, I see.
I take the packages.
It's fish.
I can smell it.
That's good. I hope the kittens can. That's what I bought it for.
Oh, the little kittens are too young for eating still.
Yes, I know. One of them's awfully sick, Fritz.
Oh, no, and so small, before he even is alive. But the other one, he is strong.
Oh, yes, he's all right.
Well, maybe the little sick one will be all right, too. Mm. I was a farmer once, Mrs. Norton. I was good with the animals. I come in and look at him.
Oh, would you? Maybe you'll know what the matter is.
Maybe. I try.
Come on, he's in the living room.
Yeah, I go in first and see how he is.
I'll come with you. He's right over there, Fritz, on the pillow.
Yeah.
He's awfully quiet now.
Yeah, he is quiet.
That's a good sign, isn't it? He's been mostly feverish and restless. Is he warm, Fritz? Feel his nose.
No, he's cool now.
Then maybe everything is...
Everything is all right now.
It is? You mean he...
Yeah.
I shouldn't have gone out. If I'd stayed home,
you could do nothing. It's the way.
What way?
Always for the living, there must be the dead.
Why, Fritz? He was so small.
Yeah, it's not the size or the age.
There's no method in it at all.
It's not for us to decide. Yeah, I take him now. I take care of everything.
What are you going to do? No, no, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
It will be the best that way.
It's the other one. I guess he doesn't know.
He knows, perhaps. He smelled the fish.
I don't want him now. You take the other kitten, too, Fritz. Give him to Bertha.
Oh, no, you will want
no,
him.
No, I don't want anything. It's safer not to want anything. I've learned that much already.
But Mrs. Norton, he cries for you, and he's alive yet. It's for the living one must live.
Until?
Yeah, until. And then there are always others. And I go now. There, she will come up.
I'm all right, thanks. Fritz.
Yeah, Mrs. Norton?
Thanks for having been here.
Oh, I am glad. And you will see, with things like this, we cannot fight. And always, there are things like this.
Who is it?
Who do you think it is? Well, open it and see.
I will.
What do you think you're doing?
Being a sissy, of course, like my husband likes me to be.
I'll wring your neck.
Oh. Now, put your face up to the crack and let me see who it is, please.
Open this door.
Your face up. All I can see is the tip of your nose. I don't recognize it.
You'll recognize it, all right.
Is that a nice way to ask permission to come in? What's the password?
Claudia, darling, it's the end of a long day. I'm tired.
That's better. Well, now that I know you're the dashing, harmless Mr. Norton... Come on in. Well, David, you know, I thought it was you.
You did, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're never satisfied. This morning when I opened the door without the chain, I got a long lecture about it.
You should be locked up. Say, you've got a funny look on your face.
You're not very original. You said that this morning, too.
Well, this is a different funny look.
Oh.
You're much too gay.
Oh. I just can't please you. This morning my eyes were red. Tonight there's something.
There is something fishy about all this.
Can you smell it all the way out here?
And I don't mean fish.
Oh.
Now, try and answer me like a human being.
That's a lovely thing to call your favorite wife.
What is?
Merely a human being. I haven't seen you all day.
Since 1 o'clock.
Then you come home and the best you can do is call me a human being.
You're right. I apologize. You are not a human being.
I'm not.
No resemblance at all.
Then what have you got nicer to say I am?
You are half wood sprite, half she-devil, and half magpie.
It can't be.
Why not?
That's three halves, David. Nothing's three halves.
Well, you are. There's a lot more to you than meets the eye.
Oh, now you're being really sweet.
I will not be called really sweet. I feel anything but.
Tell me, how does it feel to feel like anything but?
Oh, not bad.
Not bad? I wish I felt like anything but.
Darling, sit on my lap a minute.
Say, did I tell you about the little man at the fish store?
What about him?
Well, I went in about the fish. I didn't know what kind to get, so... You know, David, fish stores are pretty exciting places when you're accustomed to the butcher, don't you think? I mean, in a fish store, people sort of have something in common.
The fish?
No, no, it's more than that. I sort of get a feeling when I buy a fish that I never get when I buy a steak. I don't even know where a steak comes from.
From a steer, you dope.
Oh, I know it comes from something, but I mean, it's this little part of that something. It has no personality. But a fish, there, you really got something. All of it. You can even look it right in the eye.
Do you always look your fish in the eye before you buy it?
Always. There it is, resting elegantly on a bed of cracked ice, perfectly self-satisfied, absolutely unblinking and disinterested. You know where you stand with a fish, because there it is in person. There are no bones about it.
There are plenty of bones in a fish, none in a steak, but what about the little man?
What about him? Oh, yes, well, he wanted to sell me a fillet of sole or halibut, but I bought a mackerel.
The whole fish or no fish at all?
Oh, so much personality in a mackerel. This one, David, was positively magnetic.
And?
And what?
And then what?
Then nothing. That's all there is to it.
Fascinating. The story of a magnetic mackerel. Look, darling, relax.
I am relaxed. I'm so relaxed I've got the giggles.
You're not kidding me. Now, come on now. Tell me what's happened since I saw you.
I was telling you.
That's not what I meant, and you know it.
I know it. The kitten died, David, while I was out with the mackerel.
Darling, I'm sorry.
So am I.
Why didn't you call me?
Well, I thought I'd wait till you got home. You know, in a way, I was glad you weren't here, David. Gave me a little time.
Where is he?
Fritz took him.
Darling, I bought those kittens, brought them home to make everything easier, not harder.
I know you did, darling.
And I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I am, because in a way it's my fault they were too young.
I was too young this morning, too. Say, Fritz was a farmer, did you know?
He was?
Mm-hmm. I suppose when you're a farmer, you're going to learn an awful lot about things, too, like Fritz.
Yes, you do. From the start to the finish, there's a lot of living that goes on and working the land.
You're going to make a wonderful farmer, David. Just like Fritz.
That's a very, very nice compliment. Claudia.
Hmm?
Would you like me to return the other kittens? Now, come on, come on, come on. Don't be ashamed to say so. I'm only Papa.
No, Papa. You were awfully smart to buy a spare, darling. You should see how much milk the spare drank this afternoon.
Remarkable, remarkable.
You wait and see. He's going to grow up to be the world's most outstanding cat.
I'd say he would probably be the chairman of the back fence. How's that?
Very good.
You know, darling, even if you put 8 chains on 8 doors before letting anyone in, you still wouldn't be a sissy.
Well, then it's all right for me to open the door.
But if I ever catch you doing it, I will break every bone in your body.
Oh, David, how wonderful. You really love me as much as that?
All story material used on this broadcast of Claudia was under the supervision of Rose Franken and William Brown Maloney. Every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you transcribed with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again tomorrow at the same time. And now this is Joe King saying au revoir, and remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola, for ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. Again tomorrow, same time, same station, to see if John will goose Sadie's cook. That should read, to see if John cooks Sadie's Goose.
Well, that does it for two episodes of Claudia. If you enjoy the series, please take a moment to like it or leave a comment. It always helps me to determine future tracks for Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. This is your host for Heirloom Radio, John Lovering, wishing you all the very best, and thank you for listening.